Erev Tov to everybody. Efrat, don't go away, I'm talking about you. Can you hear me? I just want to say that people here that are members of the shul or of the community, I'm sure you know and recognize what a zechus you have to have Rabbi Sabalevsky and his wife as your Rav and Rebbetzin. And when people at work said to me, they just asked you to speak in White Plains last night, how could you do this two nights in a row? I said, Efrat? They said, oh, there's nothing else to say. Efrat Sabalevsky, of course, she's the greatest, she's the best. There's nothing I wouldn't do for Efrat. And we all recognize all of the chesed and kindness and Harbat Torah that you're involved in, and your efforts on behalf of the community inspire all of us. And Hashem should give you strength to really have so much nachas from your kids and for you and your husband, Rabbi Sabalevsky, to continue your incredible work on behalf of all of us. So thank you so much. I want to start by saying that I am here as one of you. We are all in this together. We all have children that have same gene pool, same household, same parents, same grandparents, and each kid is a world. And I always say that more than any course I ever could have taken to prepare myself for a life of chinuch is just having my own kids and just seeing that not every kid is born the exact way you would have imagined, you would have thought, the exact personality, the disposition, and embracing and learning how to deal with each of our children and help them be the best that they can be is something that's a lifelong voyage of parenting. And we're going to discuss that voyage tonight in the context of Shabbos. So this presentation is divided into three sections. The last section is the actual Shabbos table. The introduction is thinking about our kids and Shabbos. The middle section is how do we prepare all week for Shabbos with our kids? How do we thoughtfully prepare to make Shabbos as meaningful as it could be? And then afterwards, of course, I'll be happy to take many questions. I also just want to preface this by saying that since we all have children of different ages and stages, some of what you hear tonight might be more relevant to one of you than to the other one, because as we know, parenting, children, life, we're all constantly evolving, as are our families and their needs. I think that regardless of which stage we each are at life in terms of our kids' ages, our goal is really the same, to create a mikdash ma'at, to create a house, a home that's filled with love, comfort, warmth, laughter, camaraderie, and that's what we're here to do tonight, to work together to strategize how we can reach those goals in the context specifically of Shabbos. Okay, so before we start Shabbos, we're going to start with the week. And the first word that comes to my mind when we think about the way we all live our lives today is just one big rush. Raise your hand if you texted at least 5 times today. That's it? Oh my goodness. Raise your hand if you sent at least 10 emails today. Okay. Raise your hand if you spoke to your husband for more than 10 minutes today. Okay, so we could all raise our hands for almost all these questions. Life during the week is really, really, such a tremendous rush. Good things, carpool, work, juggling, dinner, shopping. Life is really, really hectic, and Shabbos is really a magnificent antidote to the tremendously fast-paced world we live in. I read a line that really caught me from somebody named Joel Gruberman that said, you know, we live in a world with so much opportunity for high-speed connection, but is there any real meaningful connection through all that rush and the quick email and the quick text? And Shabbos really is an opportunity for us to make sure that we are connecting with our families. It's a time for us to think about what we want our home to feel like, to be like. What are the values that we want in our home? Think about Shabbos. Think about the halachos of lighting candles. Why do we light candles on Shabbos? What's the R for? It's for shalom bayis, right? Because if people start tripping around and it's dark, they're going to start fighting with each other. That's not the environment that Chazal wanted, wanted for us to have on Shabbos. Now, I'm being realistic. We're all very tired. We just spoke about this busy week, and we need time to rest on Shabbos. That's true, and we'll get to that, and that will come also, and that's part of what everybody should experience on Shabbos also. But we need to make sure that what Shabbos doesn't become is recouping from last week to prepare for yet a new week of craziness. And we're all human. There will be Shabbases of our life that will be like that, that we just need to rest and to recoup. And that's real life. But if that's all Shabbos is every single week, then we have really, really missed an incredible opportunity of what we can do with Shabbos for our family. Yeah, I finally bought myself a new watch. My watch was losing time. And it was losing time very slowly. It was like a minute. I'm not making this up. And then like the next day, it was another minute. And I said, this is so cool. It's like such a great musser. Because if you don't stop to recalibrate, before you know it, my watch would have just been so, so off. And like, I'm kind of happy that it's not Erev Rosh Hashanah now, like the beginning of the year when everybody's all gung-ho about all the resolutions of all the changes they're going to make in their home. It's almost Shavuos. It's like we're far into the year. We all need to recalibrate. Like Rosh Hashanah was a long time ago when we had all these ideas. But let's take a minute to take a deep breath and to reflect. What do we want our homes to feel like? What do we want our Shabbos table to feel like and to be like for our family? We all know that our kids are in school during the week, and there's a lot to learn from life in school. But it is called Beit HaSefer. It is limited somewhat to books and to their experiences there. And that the real education of our children happens in our homes. We are the prime educators of our children. We lived in Hamilton, Ontario for 3 years. About 18 years ago, and when we got there, and my oldest was in first grade, we lived there, we left when she was in first grade, she was four when we got there, there were only two other kosher kids in her class, and I remember I went to meet with a Chabad woman, Fagi Itzkin, a very special woman when we first moved, and I said, so break me in, how do I do it, like teach me everything, what do I need to know about educating my child now that I'm not living in New York and I'm, you know, out of town in this teeny, town called Hamilton, Ontario with so few Jews and such little kosher food. And she said something so wise that really stuck with me all these years. She looked at me. She said, Sarah, it's the exact same thing as if you were raising your kid in Brooklyn or in New Jersey or in Muncie. Because wherever you are on this earth, you, as a parent, are the primary educator of your kid. She said, people in New York just don't always realize that, and it becomes more pronounced when you live farther away. I very often think of Rav Hirsch's explanation in Shema when he says, V'shinantel v'anachav dibar tabam, and he says, B'shiftecha b'veisecha uvelechtecha v'aderech, that B'shiftecha b'veisecha is the chinuch that we give our children, the transmission of Torah and the values, B'shiftecha b'veisecha. What do our kids see when we're sitting around in our house? What do we do? What do we do when we sit around? What do we do with our time? Are we imparting values? Are we saying to our child, come and read a book with me? I'd love to spend time with you. B'shiftecha b'veisecha. What are our messages that they're getting by osmosis? It was so cute. My neighbor down the block had a baby, and my two daughters were baking for the Kiddush. So my 21-year-old was baking with my 12-year-old on Sunday afternoon, and I was with the other little ones. And my daughter Chani, my older daughter's cell phone rang, and she hung up the phone. And my daughter Miri Shiri, who's 12, said to Chani, "I can't believe it." She heard Chani say on the phone, "Sarah, if it's okay, I'd love to call you back. It's great to hear your voice. Can I call you back in a little while? I'm baking cookies with my sister." And Miri Shiri looked at her and said, "Chani, you chose me over Sarah Mitchell, who just got married, who lives in Baltimore, who you never talked to? You chose me over her?" And like these small messages, these small comments make a life of a difference in the life of our children and of our family, knowing that they are a priority and that we're making time for them. So I think that when all is said and done, as into the computer and into all the electronic stuff that our kids seem to really, make their first choice, I think that personal time, FaceTime with parents, never fails to win over that, and Shabbos is the best opportunity for that to happen. Like everything else in life, the more we put in, the more we're going to get out, and we're going to try to learn a lot of strategies of what we could put in, but I'm just going to kind of give you a little Eitzah Tova before we start, that we don't want our families to feel like this Friday night a bulldozer rolled into the house like, woo, Shabbos is now an entirely new, like everything has to be benachas, veroga, pick one little change, one little project, la'at la'at. After davening every day, when we say Shir Shol Yom, we say Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni. Every day we're counting toward Shabbos. And let's let our kids feel that. It's such a little thing. But if your child is in the supermarket with you, whether they're 3 or 12, and you pick an extra treat, you pick a beautiful fruit, say the three words. Say, Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh. Let's buy this Lechvod Shabbos Kodesh. It builds up an excitement in our children. It shares our values with them. Sometimes we can prepare our children for Shabbos in other very creative ways, and it could be very, very simple. I was in the library with my kids the Sunday before Parshas Noach, and I went into the science section, and I took one children's book out on floods and one children's book out on rainbows, and that made the kids so excited all week that Shabbos was coming. Kids can be involved in menu planning during the week for Shabbos, whether it's as simple as, is there something special that I can make for you this Shabbos that you would really like? My kid that likes rice pilaf says rice pilaf every single Shabbos, and the kid that likes cranberry kugel says cranberry kugel almost every single Shabbos. But they feel so good that you're thinking about them and the planning of the meal. It makes them a part of it. I'm just going to preface this with, everybody does best that which they enjoy. So, you know, some moms are at the park more and some moms are baking more. That's great, because the moms that love to bake should bake more, and the moms that are at the park should enjoy being at the park more.